Welcome back to Slugcast, UCSC's podcast put on by the Division of Student Affairs and Success. I'm your host, Z, and today we're continuing to define the words and phrases that shape our world. The term we'll be understanding in this episode is austerity. It's like trying to save a boat by removing parts of the boat. More importantly, the type of person who advocates for austerity is usually the type of person who tries to save a sinking boat by removing the engine. Anyway, though, the formal definition provided by Financial Times Lexicon states that austerity measures refer to an official actions taken by the government during a period of adverse economic conditions to reduce its budget deficit using a combination of spending cuts or tax rises. Austerity has gone by many names and has taken on a myriad of different forms. At its root, austerity simply refers to the government trying to lower its spending by first spending less and then maybe raising taxes. Effectively, austerity measures are just budget cuts. If you spend more than you make and you want to save money, you stop spending and you probably ask your friend who owes you $20 to pay up. Now, as much as we all love a good analogy, it's important to remember that economies hold people's lives in their balance. Moreover, an economy that decides to start cutting costs often starts with social safety nets like food assistance, social security, public transportation, and more. The quality of life for everybody goes down in the hopes that the economy will one day go back up. Someone who advocates for austerity typically argues something like this. Well, first, the government is spending money. Secondly, the government should be saving money by spending less money than it actually has. Thirdly, people can't afford the cost of living because the government is spending money senselessly. Therefore, the government should get rid of its programs that help people afford the cost of living because those programs, you get it, cost money. In fact, if we stop funding the government, we can pay ourselves more to cut the government budget, which will in turn give us more of an opportunity to cut the government. You get the idea. Austerity measures are like hoping your mom doesn't notice the obvious dent in her car by removing every tire, including the spare for some reason. Like, you can talk all you want to your mom about how, well, technically, mom, the immobilization of this vehicle prevents any future damage from happening, as well as ensures that the value depreciation is mitigated because you can't put any more miles on it. You can also talk all you want about how, oh, well, actually, you should be thanking me because learning to put tires back on and using a damaged car like this and learning how to drive, it's actually going to make you a better driver in the long term. You can say all you want about it. That doesn't remove the fact that this was completely unnecessary and there are 30 other options at your disposal. Why did you do this one? Seeing budget cuts to social programs as the answer to a dying economy makes sense to anyone who doesn't understand how the government is supposed to work. Or how the economy is supposed to work, for that matter. Luckily, that's not you anymore, because you've been informed. Next episode, I'm going to continue our development of our lexicon of current events by talking more about words. I've been your host, Z, and I'll catch you next time.